Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, 800-531-3815. Don Sadler is our guest, and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is Vice President of Media 3 Publications, and he's our friend. Don, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Don, we've been talking for the last couple of visits about some ways to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, our company's approach into the marketplace, making sure that we do a good job of reaching out and touching customers and prospects. And we've been talking about doing that electronically. We've been talking about using some electronic capability to reach out and touch our folks. And one of the things we've been talking about, in the last visit, we talked about email marketing.
Mm-hmm. Right, e-newsletters.
E-newsletters, exactly. Like mine and yours, we both have one. And I know you've got some more things you'd like to share with us about that.
Yeah. Just to recap, I think I may have touched on this real briefly last time, but the e-newsletter is one of the best ways to stay in regular touch with your customers and prospects. Not only is it a way to touch them regularly, as often as you want to, you could do it weekly, and Jim, you know that you send out your e-newsletter weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies prefer to do it around once a month. Probably a good idea to, if you're going to do an email marketing program, plan on touching your customers and prospects at least once a month. But you can do that as often as weekly if you want to.
Yeah, and I know people who do it two or three times a week and get away with it, but it's because their newsletters are really, really short.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very short, and that's okay. I mean, especially if it's a company that you do business with on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of companies do business with vendors every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's some new stuff coming out, some new information, new deliveries, new deals, or some new freight information or whatever it might be, a lot of times it's valuable information, and especially with our prime vendors.
And that's a good distinction right there, Jim, and that is in terms of exactly what it is that you're sending, what the content is that you're sending via email.
Right.
If it's helpful information with regards to your working relationship, like you said, new freight information, something like that, then, you know, more often than weekly may be appropriate. My personal preference, I'm on one email list similar to yours, Jim, where he sends out articles via email, and
mm-hmm.
it seems like he sends out about two a week,
yeah.
And that's a little bit too often
because
it just kind of like it gets to be a little bit bothersome at that point. But once a week is not bad, and you want to do it at least once a month.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, if your point is well taken as far as what content you're sending, if it's content that you didn't ask for and that it's nice to have, but you know, it's not exactly going to change my world. It's not exactly going to, you know, it may not deliver something directly to the bottom line this week. Which I put my category, my newsletter into that category. My articles, I think, are valuable, or I wouldn't have as much success with subscribes and very few, you know, removes. And so I think we're doing some good with it out there. But it's not the sort of thing that, you know, if you don't read it this minute, it's not going to cost you any money. And
right.
So I agree with you. If you're sending out that kind of information, then I do it no more than once a week. And the other reason why I think your idea about at least once a month is a good one is, number one, I mean, people, we sort of work on a monthly cycle, don't we? I mean, so much of our business is based on monthly cycle. And if you go beyond a month, people forget who you are. They forget why this is coming into their box. And we get out of the habit, too, don't we?
Yes.
Those of us who produce the information.
Exactly right.
We get out of a habit I know people who, I mean, I have people on my Brain Trust who have newsletters, and I ask them, you know, how often do you send it, you know, to give people, my audience, an idea? And they say, well, whenever I get around to it. and actually, I think that there needs to be a little more discipline than that, don't you?
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen very often if it's sent out whenever I get around to it.
Right, exactly. Well, and don't you think that people realize that, you know, if you're not that dedicated to it, they shouldn't be that dedicated to it.
Right, right.
It sets a tone, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, right.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
A few other tips. And you mentioned this a couple of minutes ago, Jim. Keep it short. Don't look at your e-newsletter as a forum for sending out, you know, 10 articles or, you know, a 2,000-plus word article or something like that. When people receive it in their inbox, you want them to know that they can go, they can take, you know, 5 minutes tops and read it and get back to what they were doing. Or if they don't want to read it right then, they know they can sit on it for a few days and go to it when they have 5 minutes or so to spend without ended up taking 30 minutes of their time. So you really need to be disciplined. Jim, you and I were talking during the break about editing 1,500-word articles down to 500 words, and that's probably about the length of article if you're going to include article-type content that you want to shoot for, probably somewhere in the 500 to 1,000-word range, I would say.
Well, the architecture of your newsletter to me should be such that people can get used to it and they know where things are, and it's easily broken up into sections.
Yes, right.
I have three sections in my letter. First is the main article, and the second section, and they both have, you know, they both have headlines identifying them as such. And the second section is a short piece that's usually only a couple of 300 words. And then I have my show schedule for the week.
Right.
And so the folks who subscribe know, they basically know how far they have to go down the list to get what they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps people to get used to that. But I also have seen newsletters where there didn't seem to be any kind of distinction from one section to the other. It was very blah. It was very... The breaks between sections in the letter was very nondescript, and it didn't help me to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yes, and that brings me to the next point that I was going to make, and that is make sure that it's very well organized and that the main part, Jim, and yours is, again, it's a good example. You always have one main article, and that main section or that main article focuses on just one main clear thought. You want to stay very, very focused with it. So that, again, you can keep people's attention, and when they receive the e-newsletter in their inbox, they know exactly what it is that they're going to read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's very important that you do that, and don't. I think you should find a style and try to stick with it as much as possible. My letter has morphed a little bit over the years, and hopefully improvements. But basically, it's not a lot different than it started out looking like, and I think that helps people, too, to become familiar with it. Stand by, Don. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Don Sadler, Vice President of Media 3 Publications. 20 after. Stay with us.
I'm just beginning to see.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don Sadler is our guest. And, folks, if you haven't done so, if you go to Don's position in our brain trust, you can find at least one and about to be three archives of historic shows that we've done with Don in the past. And so you can check those out. You can also connect to his website. There in his position in our brain trust, you can either go to the brain trust feature on the left and click in the alphabetical section, alphabetical link, or you can search for him. But his website is Don, why don't you go ahead and give it to us, please?
It's at media3pub.com, and that's number three, media3pub.com.
But there is an archive up there of a show that we've done in the past. If you want to hear some other things that Don's had to say for us, and there will be others to come, I promise. Tell us a little bit about Media 3, Don.
We do publications, Jim, for the financial services industry, mostly banks that hire us to create the newsletters and mini magazines that they send out to their small business customers and prospects.
Right. So check that out if you get a chance. If you are a bank, if you are a banker, You might want to check on Don's company and see what they have to offer. They do great work there. And you guys have some the best authors in the world, don't you?
Including Jim Blasingame.
Oh, boy, these guys are really good. Okay, Don, what's next?
Something that should go without saying when it comes to an email newsletter, but I'm going to say it anyway, and that is that you just can't send your e-newsletter to a mass unsolicited audience.
Well, you can, but then you'd be a spammer. Then you'd be like the dregs of the world. You'd be a spammer. You'd be the lowest form of life. You'd be a spammer.
That's right, and you'll certainly do a lot more harm than good. What you do want to do is send your e-newsletter to people who have asked to receive it, or the lingo that we use for that is people who have opted in.
Yep.
You want to. It's generally safe, in my opinion, to go ahead and opt in all of your current customers to your e-newsletter. That's my personal opinion. Some people might disagree with that, but if you have strong relationships with your current customers, they're probably going to consider you as their vendor or whatever it might be, as someone who it's safe to receive an e-newsletter from. What do you think about that, Jim?
You know what I did, Don? When I started, I was just thinking about this when you mentioned when I started out. You know, I put up a subscribe option on my website for about a month, and I got some subscribes. I got in, you know, a few. I didn't get in a bunch, but I got a few in. And then I sent a mass email to everybody that was part of my community, the Brain Trust members and friends, and I said, "Hey guys, I'm starting a new e-publication, and I'm putting you on my list, and because I want you to see what I'm doing, because I knew that they'd be interested in at least knowing what I'm doing. If they didn't want to receive it, they'd at least want to know what I was doing, and so." I said, all you got to do, if it's too much, if you don't want to receive it, please, please, just email me back and say unsubscribe, and I'll take you off. And there is absolutely no hard feelings. I just wanted you to see this. And so some of them did exactly what I asked them to do. They unsubscribed. And some of them, many of them didn't. Most of them didn't. And so that's how I got my letter started. But I've never done that since then. I've never, ever presumed since then. In fact, I've had some Brain Trust members that say to me, how come I don't get your newsletter? And I said, well, you didn't tell me you wanted to be on the letter. I only put people on who have asked to be. And other than that very, very first mailing, one time.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. It's kind of a, you might call that a soft opt-in. And you're giving your current, you're giving your current customers an opportunity. You're sending one advance email ahead of time saying, hey, this is what this is. I'd like to send it to you. If you don't want it, go ahead and take yourself off, and then that gives a lot of people who probably will want to receive it an opportunity to receive it, whereas before they may not have even known about it.
But it was only at the birth of this thing,
right?
And so I've never done it after that. And the other thing, folks, and this is I know I've said this on the show before, we've talked about this before, but it needs to be repeated as often as we can, because some people don't understand this, and that is that if somebody opts in, you put them on your list. If they later tell you they want off, you take them off immediately.
Right,
we do that here, Don. The only time we don't do it immediately is sometimes people don't give us good information when they unsubscribe. They subscribe one way and they unsubscribe another way.
And some email management programs will actually do that process automatically. When you click on the unsubscribe button, it just goes in and it happens automatically. You don't even have to do anything.
Yep, that's exactly right. And we're working toward that kind of automation. We're still pretty close to our list, though. We still manage our list pretty closely. And by the way, that's another thing is, you know, you can at some point in time you can decide to have somebody else manage your list, or you can continue to manage it yourself, depending on how big it gets and how close you want to be to your list.
When it comes to non-customers, a few ideas for different categories of non-customers. Of course, there are prospects. Also,
Tom, we got about 20 seconds.
Okay, your referral sources, any of your colleagues, resellers, or anybody like that. The e-newsletter is a perfect tool for staying in front of and touching these people in an unobtrusive way, and it helps you position yourself as an expert and it gives these referral sources something of value that they can remember you by and that they can pass on to others as well.
Absolutely. It's just an excellent way to stay in touch with your folks. And I'll tell you, John, Don, done poorly, it turns ugly, but done well, this is one of the handiest marketing techniques and marketing tools that I've ever seen.
I agree.
Don Sadler, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President with Media 3 Publications. Give us that website one more time, Don.
Media3pub.com.
Thanks, Don. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Don Sadler, folks, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with Grace Marie Turner. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.